Okay, today we're continuing Be'ez Hashem in the 17th parak of Masechta Shabbos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalet and Hay. So Mishnah Dalet reads as follows. The Mishnah discusses a different type of Muktzah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kala Kelim Nitalin, all Kelim, even those that are Klisha Melachta L'Isser, you're allowed to move on Shabbos for Litzorach Gufo Mekamot, Chutz Min HaMesar Gadol V'Yosei Shal Machrisha, except for a very big saw and a Yosei Shal Machrisha, this big knife that they would use to attach to a plow, and would break into the ground before the plow would come and turn over the ground. So that you're not allowed to move, even if you want to crack a nut with it, because this is what we call muktzah machmas chesron kis. It's something that you would never use for anything else other than its primarily intended usage. So even though kli shemlach d'lisur, you're allowed to move l'tzarchu from mekomo, you're just not allowed to move it mecham l'tzel. These items are not even allowed to be moved l'tzarchu from mekomo. Kol kelim l'tzarchu l'tzarch v'shol l'tzarch. Any kelim whose main purpose is a davar mutter, meaning a kli shemlach d'leheter, can be moved whether you have a purpose to move them or even if you have no purpose to move them. Meaning we're going to two extremes right now. Meaning a kli shemlach d'leheter is right in the middle. It's something that's primarily used for a davar iser, so you're allowed to use the tzaruk gufo for a davar heter. A muktzah machmas chesron kis, you're not even allowed to use for a davar heter. And on the other extreme, a kli shemlach d'leheter, you're allowed to use even if there's no purpose whatsoever. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Eini Talan El Tzarech, but Rabbi Nechemya holds that even a kli shemlach d'leheter, you're only allowed to use for a purpose, meaning for if you have a fork, you're allowed to use it to eat, but you're not allowed to move it for no purpose whatsoever. The Mishnah Hay discusses what if a kli broke. Any kli that you're allowed to move on Shabbos, when it breaks, you're allowed to move the broken pieces as well. As long as even the broken pieces still have some functionality, even if it's a functionality that's totally different than the initial function of that kli, but it's got some functionality. A broken piece of a kneading bowl could be used to cover a barrel as a barrel cap. If you have a broken glass, you could use that to cover a jar. So it's usable for something. As long as it's large enough to be usable for something, you're still allowed to move it, and it's still a kli. It's not considered muktzah. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, it's not enough that they have some function, they have to still, a broken piece of a kli has to still have a function that's similar to the original function of that kli. Shivra Aveira, Areva, okay, there I said it again, Shivra Areva, Lotzuk L'tochan Mikpe, a broken piece of a kneading bowl has to be able to be used to pour mikveh, to pour some type of oatmeal or a farina into them, meaning it has to also be a base kibble that could hold something. A broken piece of glass has to be able to hold some oil in it. So in those cases, they're not muktzah, but if they can't be used for anything that's similar to what they were originally meant to be used for, even though they can be used as a bottle cap, for that they're going to be muktzah, and you're not allowed to move them on Shabbos. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalet we said that when you have a muktzah machmas chesron kis, something that you would never use for anything but its primary use, which is a dvar iser, so you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos, even for a dvar heter. But if you have something that's kli shemlach d'leheter, we had a machlokas tanoim whether you're allowed to move it even for no need whatsoever. Whereas Tanakama said mutter and Rabbi Nechemya said aser. And in Mishnah Hay we said that broken pieces of a kli is a machlokas tanoim. Are you allowed to move broken pieces of a kli only if they have some sort of function, but any sort of function? Or are you only allowed to move broken pieces of a kli if the function that they have is similar to their originally intended function? But once that function changes, you're no longer, once they're only able to be used for something else entirely, you're no longer allowed to use that kli. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Vav.